views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come? Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is my co-host, the remarkable Countess Starella. Good evening, Countess.
Good evening, John, and hello, dear friends. We're very happy to have you tonight.
Indeed we are. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening, the show Psychic World is all about you. It's about your hopes, your dreams, your aims and ambitions, your aspirations and your loves. In fact, you call in and ask your questions to myself, John G. Sutton, or Countess Starella, and we will be here to help you achieve all that's possible in this often very difficult world. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Now, Countess, just tell everybody a little bit about how people can get in touch with the amazing Countess Starella.
Yes, they may find me at countessstarella.com or in my home away from home, orainum.com, where I visit every night and almost every day and bring great joy and adventure to all visitors and onlookers.
You do. I've actually seen your room. It's very amazing because you're singing there as well. And we do sing in the show, ladies and gentlemen, as you probably know. If you pop into orainum.com and have a look for Countess Starella, you can see her room. She wears red feathers and a hooly-hooly skirt, folks, and she will entertain you. Will you not, Countess?
Let me entertain you. You betcha.
That's right. Very good. And you can contact me on there. I'm Psychic John G on Orainum, so do pop in and see me. Or you can see me on my website, which is psychicworld.net. Indeed, if you have a look on Google, you can find me. Just type in my name to Google, John G. Sutton. There's loads of stuff on there. Or Amazon. I've got plenty of books out there because I've written a lot of books. I'm sure you're all highly delighted to read my work. Psychic Pets was my bestseller in America, published by Scholastic and another company called Beyond Words and featured by Walt Disney. This week we're talking about soulmates. You met your soulmate, Countess?
Many times, several. I don't think we're limited to just one, John. Some people think they only have one, but that hasn't been my experience. There have been several great loves. Of course, there seems to be one that may stand out as a heartful connection. What do you think? You think there's possibility of more than one?
I believe that we go through different phases in our life, personally. I mean, we go through the early phase where it's almost lustful and desire that drives us forward. But then we go through the next phase, which is as a parent. And, of course, you know, I believe very strongly in that, that as parents we have a duty to actually stay together and to make that life work. But that can be very difficult as well. But if we look back at the true meaning of soulmates, what is it about? Is it love, romance, and the sexual attraction? It's an historical thing, you know, if we go back into history. Plato actually believed that soulmates existed as partners before they're born, and that he had this idea, which he wrote about, that soulmates were actually one spirit that was split into two, and that in this life they find each other and they stay together forever. I mean, personally, I've been married this time for 44 years. Now, I'm perfectly happy in my marriage. I'm not too sure about my wife. But, yeah, I'm not too sure about that. Yeah, no, seriously. 44 years this time. On the 6th of August, actually, I was married on my 21st birthday. So wow. All you mathematical geniuses out there have worked out my age. What about you? You've been married, haven't you, Countess?
Yes, yes. Sadly, he has made his transition into the heavenly realms. He was a great guy.
He was Russian, was he not?
Yes, he was. He was a fascinating person, a scientist, and very gentle and humorous and unique and wonderful and totally able to appreciate the simplest things in life. A childlike wonder, just like Einstein.
Very good. If you, we meet people that we stay with for all our lives, I mean, he will be with you forever, won't he not? Despite the fact that he's in the world beyond, he will always be with you, because I'm absolutely certain, as everybody who hears what I have to say, is that there is no death, there is only eternal life.
Right.
And that as soulmates, we stay together. My personal belief in soulmates is that we are connected before we're born, and that if we're fortunate enough to connect in this world, then we have something extremely, really special. In the Jewish belief, they believe that it's destiny that you will meet the right individual, the person that's going to be. I believe that they have a special name for it. They call it a basherta, yeah, which is a marriage that is made in heaven. Yeah, so that's the meaning of soulmates. Of course, people say to me all the time when I'm conducting private readings, when will I meet my soulmate? The answer is that your soulmate is out there, and I believe that we are born into soul groups. Do you believe this, Countess?
Yes.
That we are actually reincarnated many, many times, thousands and thousands of times, in groups, so that we are actually today interacting in the 21st century with people incarnated in bodies that have been with us in different periods of time. I personally have flashbacks to in my time when I was in Egypt. I don't know if you have flashbacks to past lives.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely.
Now, whether or not I've had flashbacks, I can't say that I've seen my current wife in a previous life. I haven't seen that. I've seen various images of past lives, but specifically in Egypt, where I had visions as a child and still do have visions of working on the creation of the pyramids. So if people say to me, how were the pyramids created? Well, I believe that I was there, and they used a method to get it across the sand, these great big stones, because I have visions of that and had it from a child. People, when you meet your soulmates, you'll know exactly, because I feel there's a sense of like an electrical charge, that when you touch that person's hand for the first time, it feels almost like there's you've touched a live connection on a battery. And soulmates are forever. And I've written a song about this. It's called Flowers. We've played it before, but I feel that it's very appropriate because this subject of soulmates is tonight. And it's about a love that lasts forever. And it's told through flowers. Because as we go through life, we give each other flowers on special occasions. And this song is performed by Lois J. Berean and Jack Welch. The words are by me, the music are by Jack Welch and Lois J. Berean, and this is Flowers.
Flowers in the fields, the roses that grow, are God's way of letting us know. The most beautiful things sent from above. Flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love. I was a child, just about three, out in the garden by the old oak tree. Picked some daisies, dandelions too. Gave them to my mom and said, I love you. Flowers show us the power of love. I was 17, so was she. I ever did see. She held my hand, my heart beat fast. I found the one for me at last. Lonely times were in my past. That Valentine's Day the roses were red. I gave them to her with love the card said. Flowers in the fields, roses that grow, are God's way of letting us know. The most beautiful things sent from above. Flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love. On our wedding day, the bride wore white. A love like a flower that bloomed so bright. With love strong then, as it is today, flowering forever in our bouquet. The light of love that lit our way. Anniversaries came, silver and gold. Time passed, but dreams don't grow old. Our children grown sent us flowers to say to Mom and Dad on your special day. But time is a thief, and to all it will come. A final journey for us had begun. Now we lie side by side, our spirits are free. Together forever, he and she. Flowers in the fields, the roses that grow, are God's way of letting us know. The most beautiful things sent from above. Flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love. Flowers show us the power of love.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800 203-3775.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am John G. Sutton, and with me again is the amazing Countess Starella. Hiya, Countess.
Good evening, my dear, and what a lovely evening it is.
It is indeed, and we've got a lovely guest. Is it possible to speak to Frankie?
Hi, John.
Hello, Frankie.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Well, Frankie, I mean, I know that you phoned in last week and we lost the connection, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Well, this week we are connected. Frankie, the first thing that comes to my mind is there's a man that contacts you, but not often enough. Is that correct?
That's right.
It's not that he doesn't want to, let me tell you that, Frankie. I feel that this man is quite sincere about his desires for you. I feel he's got a lot of problems on his hand. There's a relocation concerning this man. Does that make sense?
Well, he just started a new job.
He started a new job. Well, that's definitely relocating, yeah. Albeit not... But in his living quarters, but he's certainly relocating his day-to-day work, so that would cause him a great deal of... he'd have to apply his time and his thoughts to that, so I feel that... This man is an academic, am I right?
Yes.
A very thoughtful man. Does he read philosophy?
Yes. I don't know. Specifically, I don't know.
Because I believe that he does read philosophy. I think he's a... psychologist, philosopher, this kind of academic. And I do feel that he's a very clever man. He's also very adventurous in his lovemaking. Is that correct?
Yes, he is.
I don't want to be too personal. But hey, it's entertainment. So, I mean, because at this stage you interact and it's bringing you a great deal of happiness. That's correct. Can you hear me, Frankie?
It is. But I feel like I'm about to throw in the towel, honestly. Despite all the pleasure, it's just been 28 months of too much silence.
But you're dealing with a difficult personality here. Countess, what do you make of this?
My goodness, dear. This is the age-old question. How much sacrifice can I make for this person? You know,
right.
No one can really decide when the time to move forward is, except you and your heart. And sometimes a little piece of a person who's wonderful is better than 24 hours with the incorrect one. But if the frustration is draining you and stopping you from keeping your joy and peace and excitement about life, wow, then you have to really assess it. And I think you have been. How long has it been since he's made contact?
No. I talk to him on a semi-regular basis, but I've been in this with him for 28 months.
Wow, that is a long testing period. You have had...
I saw him 3 weeks ago, and I communicated a week ago.
But you got a problem here, Frankie, because this man is not entirely free, is he?
No, this man is not.
Tell me I'm right.
That's right. And you were before about soulmates, and he was the first to admit this connection is otherworldly. We're soulmates.
Wow.
And it's true. We are.
Well, you do. When you're together, you're actually almost finishing each other's sentences. That's another sign of soulmates. But let me tell you this. He wants to be free. I feel that he is working towards that point where he can actually say to you, well, I am at liberty now to progress this. That would involve an actual change of his living location, which I feel is taking place anyway, but let him do that. I feel that there is another connection that he's got to make. This man's married, isn't he?
Yes.
Uh-huh. But he is in the process of actually extricating himself from this. I don't know if he's told you where he's at, but I feel that there are papers being served and that he's making a step in a direction that will eventually lead him towards you. So if you're thinking of throwing the towel in, I mean, imagine that you're in round nine here. You've just had a good battering using the boxing analogy, yeah? But you're going to go in there and win this fight because whilst it's not totally clear that he can do this immediately, he is on the way to doing it. Would you accept that, Frankie?
I guess so.
Because you don't want to give in, do you? You don't want to throw this in. I know it's very difficult, and you are obviously emotionally upset about this, as you would be. But he has made some effort, and he no longer wears his wedding ring, does he?
No, he doesn't.
He does not wear his wedding ring. He's taking that off. And it isn't just when he's with you. He's taking it off. And he's taking it off as a sign that, that the bond that existed with his wife has stopped. This is a difficult man. He's a very clever man. He's got a lot on his plate. He's got a new job. He's moving house, moving location, starting again in effect. But it's a very important work that he's doing. And I do feel that this man has got love in his heart for you. Otherwise, he would have told you, because I know that this is not just about physical gratification, and that you will find love with this man, and you feel he is your soulmate. So
please,
Frankie, can you just say to yourself, well, I'm going to give this another 3 to 4 months, and let's see where this is going. There is no need. I mean, I know that you're very, you're an attractive lady. You do get other men making passes at you, but you don't want them. You want the soulmate. You want the person that's destined to be in your life, and you absolutely do feel that this is the one. Would you say that's right, Countess?
Well, yes, she loves him very much, and there's a mutual bond here, as long as she doesn't lose courage and patience.
That's right. You just hold tight for a little bit. Can you do that, Frankie?
I'll try.
Frankie, thank you very much for calling in this evening. You've been a very nice guest. I'm sorry we got cut off last week. But do give us a ring in a couple of months and tell us that this man has made a move to actually make this a more permanent relationship. Will you do that, Frankie?
Yes, I will. Thank you, John. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Bless you, dear.
That was Frankie, yeah? And I believe that there is a soulmate connection there. And soulmates are forever, I believe. Despite the fact that you say what you say, Countess, that you think that they come and they go, and that we have different soulmates for different sections of our life. Mm-hmm. But Shakespeare wrote a beautiful song about a lady that may, of course, have been a soulmate, and I'm going to read it to you now. It's Sonnet 18. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed. And every fair from fair sometime declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed, but thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest, so long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee. And that was William Shakespeare's Sonnet 18, Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day?
Beautiful.
It is, yeah. And that was all about a beautiful lady whose virtue and beauty lives forevermore, as we have just heard, because we've read the poem. And in eternal lines to time, that beauty still groweth. So, ladies and gentlemen, this evening you can ring in and you can speak to myself, John G. Sutton, on 1-800-930-2819. Or you can speak to the amazing Countess Starella. And Countess Starella can be connected at Arainham.com. And Arainham.com is a wonderful organisation where we've got webcams. You can actually see us perform. And I'm there too, as Psychic John G. Or do have a look at my website, which is psychicworld.net. I've got a massive blog on there. There's probably 100,000 words or so of my writings, some from my books as well. Psychic Pets being one of my best-selling books in America. And right now we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless, out of control this emotion can be. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind. which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Welcome back to Psychic World. I am John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Welcome back, Countess.
Hello, darling. I hope you're having as good a night as I am.
We're having a great night, and we're going to speak to a lovely lady called Amy. Can I speak to Amy, please?
Hello.
Hello, Amy. Thank you very much for calling in this evening.
Thank you. You've got
a question that you want to ask. Would you like to ask me your question?
Sure. I met a person 2 months ago, and I'm very drawn to him and just wondering what you see.
Right. Just let me go a little bit back with you, Amy, yeah?
Sure.
Do you have a previous relationship that ended in, let's just say it ended? Is that correct, Amy?
Yes.
Because you've got to put that behind you, because I feel it still haunts you. Is that correct?
Yes, it was very hurtful. It was first love. So, it was 5 years ago.
It might be 10 years ago, 20 years ago, but it still haunts your life. And you've really got to put that behind you, Amy, because this individual that's just come into your life, I feel, is going to make emotional demands that will cause you to think, well, am I going to be able to make a commitment here? And don't allow what happened in the past to cloud what's going to happen in the future. Because I'm absolutely sure that this person is going to be quite sincere about their motives. And also, I can see office work. Do you do office work?
No, I don't. He might be. I'm not sure.
I can see office. He possibly is around him, but computing specifically, you've not found out too much about his about the way he operates.
No, he has a lot of jobs. Right? He's a caretaker of his mother, so he's an older gentleman. So he really takes care. He's very much of a family man, which is what
he is, and he's going to he's going to want a form of commitment from you that you must be able to be free to give. Because I feel that what's happened in your past is going to still haunt you. So you've got to stop that and go forward here with a clean mind on this and say that you are. You actually met his mother?
No, I have not. No.
Well, I feel that that is one of the next stages. Yeah, and I feel his mother is quite. She's not very ambulant. Do you know what I mean? She doesn't walk very well. Is that correct, or do you not know?
I don't know. He was telling me she could be very demanding on him, but she can't do anything for herself. She's 83 years old, so it's mostly him. And he has kids too, so his kids are older, 20 and 14. But he has a lot of responsibilities. I think what you're picking up with me in my past is I never spoke my truth with my authentic self. And with him, I've never felt so open in my life. I wrote him a letter yesterday, and I sent it, and I just shared everything about myself to him.
That's very good.
Really,
I mean, that is it. You are conquering the past. That is what you've got to do. That's my message mainly to you this evening. Conquer the past, and the future is open. Countess.
Amy, I like this guy. I think he's sincere. He seems to really, really enjoy his bond and connection with you, and he wants to make you happy. And if you can be understanding about the demands that are being made on him, it's obvious he has a heart filled with compassion to be able to do what he's doing for his family. And so few people will, you know, sit through and make these things happen. And it takes time to build this relationship with him, but he seems to have a very good heart where you're concerned. So I think you did the right thing. You told him how you feel. You expressed yourself beautifully. It's as though that opening for you starts a whole new way of looking at and appreciating your life. I'm so happy for you, John.
Yes, absolutely. The thing is, appreciate what is about to happen and close the door on what has happened in the past. If you can do that, Amy, then I'm absolutely sure that this man is going to be a great deal more to you than you at this point in time may have understood. It was good that you put down in writing how you feel about him, but when you speak to each other, tell me this, Amy, do you look into his eyes?
I will say I get nervous. I do not. I get very nervous as well when I was expressing myself to him. As far as my feelings, I don't. He's usually driving, so it's kind of hard if we're hanging out.
that would be a little bit difficult. I can see that. Yeah, but sit down together.
You know, when he's a Scorpio and I'm a Sagittarius. It's a very intense. We're very deep and we're very into each other when we are facing each other. That's for sure. I feel and sense that from him. I'm very empathic. So I could feel his sincerity, his loyalty, deep, sincere attitude with me. It's not even an attitude, his persona. And I think that's why we get along so well, is because I've been through a lot, and who hasn't? I've conquered a lot, and I'm in a good place right now. I feel like I'm in a good place.
You are, darling. You are. Better than ever.
Yes. Better than ever
because
absolutely.
You've actually found somebody that actually is empathetic with yourself. You know, that there is a great deal of feeling there. And he has shared a great deal of himself with you. I mean, he will struggle to deal with the problems that his mother is presenting. As I say, she's not ambulant. She's not able to get up and walk around. He has got a great deal of caring to do there.
Right.
So when you meet his mother, you know, she may be a little bit bitter because people don't like to be, I mean, whether you're 80 or whether you're 18, you wouldn't like to be trapped as people are when they become unable to get around. So she's going to feel a little bit, what has the world done to me? But she's very fortunate to have a good good boy there, good son.
He's an amazing soul. So, I mean, his two sisters have cancer. He's just amazing. I don't know how he does it every day. Every day he lives right in the moment. That's all he has. He has no idea how it's going to go. And he does it. He conquers it. It's amazing.
He conquers it and he does it. And I believe that you're going to find with him a soulmate connection that will last you into the future. Just close the door on the past. Amy, thank you very much for calling in this evening.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Many blessings. Take care.
Good luck, darling.
Bye. Thank you, Amy.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
Nice lady who's met possibly the right man, I feel, there. Just a case of time. We're going to sing a song, are we not? We're going to sing a song. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to sing a beautiful song as we're dealing with soulmates. This is Dream Lover. Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way, a girl to hold me in my arms, and may the magic of her charm, because I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone.
Dream lover, where are you? With a heart oh so true, and a hand that I can hold as I grow old, cause I want dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone. Someday, I don't know how, I hope he'll hear my plea. Some way, I don't know how, he'll bring his love to me.
Dream lover, until then, I'll go to sleep and dream again. That's the only thing to do, till all my lover's dreams come true, because I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Thank you very much. We'll be back.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Dave Blanchard, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh,
Thank you. It's a privilege to be with you. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The books are there. Today I Begin a New Life, The Observer's Chair. We have a brand new website. And with the new website, we are releasing the latest version of the Intentional Creation Assessment. This is an assessment unlike you've ever taken. It goes below the level of all of those things and measures how you think. It's the first time we've been able to identify with laser accuracy where our habits of thinking are serving us and where they may be sabotaging us. This is my labor of love, perfecting this axiological mathematical science that measures how we think. And write this down, office@augmandino.com, and just say, I would like a free code. And next week when it's released, I will have my office send you a free code to take the assessment. You ever feel like you're crashing into a glass wall? You ever felt that way? You just don't know what it is. When I send you the code, you take the assessment, you'll know.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Countess Starella, by the way, can be contacted on arenum.com. Or you've got a website, haven't you, Countess?
Yes, indeed, countessstarella.com, but I do spend quite a bit of time at Arenum because I love it. It's such a unique venue. Oh my goodness, can you imagine where you actually get to have a live interaction with the person that you are getting guidance from? It's fascinating.
Well, you get a guide, you get the connection there. It's through webcam, but when people go onto Arenum, they can actually see you in your very unique room, and you've got a phoenix on your shoulder, haven't you?
Yes, that's my little pet. That's me.
And if you actually want to see a live phoenix, folks, then go to arenum.com, have a look at the amazing psychic Countess Starella, and you will see a phoenix on her shoulder, along with feathers, purple hair, a hooly skirt, and what else? are you still doing that amazing dance?
Certainly. We aim to please. Never a dull moment in this chat room, I'm telling you. Here is a dream come true for an entertainer. You laugh your way to enlightenment.
It is entertaining, and it's got to be fun. But at the same time, we also have the serious aspect about it, because I work on Arenum as well, and people come in there with many of their complex issues. Of course, in the actual free chat room, and it is free to go on. In the free chat room, you go on. It doesn't cost you anything at all. You've got to register on Arenum. I don't think that's too onerous. Just put your email address in or something like that, and then you can come in and see Psychic John G or the amazing Countess Starella. And if you want to see us privately, then it's perfectly possible to do that. You just get some credits on Arenum, and you can speak to us directly one-to-one, or you can speak to me through my website, which is psychicworld.net. There's a facility there to send me an email. You can contact me, or you can book a private reading with myself, John G. Sutton, and that's perfectly feasible to do. There's facilities on there, and I use a system called PayPal. You've heard of PayPal, haven't you, Countess?
Yes, indeed. How convenient.
Yeah, it works. It's very a lot of people. The reason that I use PayPal is it's secure and people do trust it. So if you want to get a private reading with John G. Sutton, then it's perfectly possible through my website, psychicworld.net, and you can send me a contact email there. We'll arrange a time. We can do it by telephone or we can do it through Skype. I personally prefer Skype myself because it's nice and easy and it's a nice clear connection, exactly as this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, will you please get a pen and write down this number, because next week you're going to phone in to this show, which is Psychic World on Transformation Talk Radio. And the number is 1-800 9392819. And next week we have a very special guest, do we not, Countess?
Oh my God, they are going to love this man. I remember him well from the many, many series he was on and movies. Tell them about him.
His name is Steve Roland, and he's something of a Hollywood legend. He's the nephew of Louis B. Mayer, which is, of course, Louis B. Mayer from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. And in the late 50s, he was on a television series called Rifleman with the amazing Chuck Connors. All 6 foot 7 inches of Chuck Connors, and Steve Roland was on that series. 35 episodes, I believe, he did of Rifleman. He was also on a program called The Legend of Wyatt Earp. Wyatt Earp, Wyatt Earp, brave, courageous, and bold. Do you remember that, Countess?
Oh my God, yes. And he was on Bonanza.
Bonanza, yeah, with Little Joe, I remember that, yeah. Well, Steve Roland's here next week, and he's not just here in his capacity as a TV and film star. He was also on, he appeared in many major films as well, didn't he? Was it Battle of the Bulge he was in?
Yep, yep.
And he was in some films with Sal Mino. He's been in many things, and he also in the 60s was located in London, where he was part of the swinging 60s scene. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, Steve Roland worked alongside my former colleague, a man called P.J. Proby.
I loved P.J.
P.J., man, he is wild, that guy. Believe me, I work with him, yeah? I'm going to ask Steve next week how on earth he coped, because I had a great deal of difficulty coping with him. He had some wild ideas, but Steve produced one of his albums called 3 Week Hero, and the backing group, the name of the backing group, Led Zeppelin. What about that? Imagine having Jimmy Page as your backing group.
That's blooming great.
Yeah, so that was he worked with Led Zeppelin, and Steve Roland also produced the hits for Dave D, Dozy, Meeky, Mick and Titch. Do you remember that group? Were they big in America?
Oh yeah, we loved them.
They were big in the UK. Zabadank, Calicacola, Calicac, Calicac. Yeah, that was produced by the amazing Steve Roland, and he'll be here next week. He's going to be talking about his new book, which is called Hollywood Heat, The Untold Stories, the inside. I don't know what he's spilling on Hollywood, but he was certainly there. He was an associate of Elvis Presley, believe it or not, at the time that Elvis Presley's girlfriend was a lady called Dottie Harmony, who was a very beautiful blonde lady, I believe. I've seen photographs of her, and I can understand why Elvis and PJ Proby and Steve Roland were all very keen to get close. But next week, ladies and gentlemen, it's Steve Roland here with myself and the amazing Countess Starella. And in the meantime, you can contact the Countess on arenum.com, or you can contact myself there, Psychic John G. Next week, you're going to phone in. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. You may be able to speak to Steve Roland himself. If you wonder who this is, just have a look up on YouTube. I watched one of the episodes of Rifleman. I also watched one of the episodes of Wyatt Earp. Fascinating stuff. It was good TV then, was it not, Countess?
Let me tell you, we were very, very lucky to have those old teleprograms. You know, things are so different now. It seemed like there was the age of innocence at that time, and it was an ethical and moral point of view in all these things.
There was, and the good guys always won. That's why the bad guys always wore black hats. We'll be back next week. Thank you very much, Countess. Good night.
Blessings, dear.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant.
Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
I'm Christine Epchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate towards yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. you will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow. Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.